Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we'll continue on this talk, and it's number, volume 16, 524, 1924. Great, my daughter, was the first word of your God that resounded in the vault of heaven. It was the fiat. So Louisa says fiat, and God goes, great. You're repeating. See, this word fiat is so essential to God. It's so essential to God that put the word fiat, you know, all over the, I have it in my car. I have it, you know, in the mirror in my bathroom. I have it all throughout the house. Fiat, fiat, to remember that this is what our God wants us to begin to live. So he says, the first word of your God that resounded in the vault of heavens was the fiat. Nor did he say anything else. This meant that everything was in the fiat. And with the fiat, I, God, created everything. I, God, constituted everything with the fiat. I ordered everything in the fiat. I enclosed everything in the fiat. I bound all of its goods for the benefit of all of mankind to those who would not go out of my eternal fiat. So he says, once Adam left the fiat, he lost all the goods. He lost that DNA of God, image and likeness of God. Do you see what God is calling us? He's calling us back. He has redeemed us, and now he wants to sanctify us. And when after I created everything, I wanted to create man. I did nothing but repeat the fiat as though needing him. You could say it's the bread, if you want to say, needing the bread with my own divine will. And then I added, let us make man in our image and likeness. So through holy baptism, we enter back into God's image. And this is what Jesus says. He says he gave us the sacraments as our medicines to help us get through this time, this period of this 2,000 years, in order to bring us to wellness so close that we could now enter into sanctification. So what we've learned through the saints is how to be good and holy and saintly by doing the will of God. Now Jesus says, I want you to learn how to live in the will of God, the way Jesus lived, the way Mary lived, the way Adam lived before the fall. So he says, let us make God man in our image and likeness. This is the likeness of God. You know, when Jesus says, you'll do far greater things than I, how can we do far greater things than you? You're God. You can do it. How can we? It's entering back into the image and likeness of God. See, this, you have to understand, everything that Jesus said in the Gospels pointed to the divine will, to go back to where Adam was before the fall. By virtue of our divine will, he maintained our likeness. This is Adam. Adam maintained our likeness whole within himself and shall preserve our image. And now, Jesus says, with this gift given back to mankind, they shall preserve our image beautiful and intact. What's the difference? Because now we have the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. And after 2,000 years, we've learned the basics, the ABCs of the universal life, the Catholic life. Now, since Jesus says to Louisa, now I'm ready, 2,000 years later, now I'm ready to give this back. Louisa, would you help me do this? And Louisa said, whatever you want. Louisa said, fiat. And that's what we say. We say fiat. What does that mean? That means that whatever God is asking of us, it's yes. Whatever you want, Lord, yes. I want your will to be done. I'm no longer in charge. Let it be done as you say. With this, then Jesus says, good. Now I can give back to mankind through a human, Because Adam was human. Adam was not the son of God. Adam wasn't the mother of God. But it took the son of God and the mother of God to come to earth to redeem us. Are they to co-redeem with Christ at the foot of the cross? Why? So that they could have a newborn, a firstborn. And it took 2,000 years. And finally they had Louisa. And and we're all trying to be children of Jesus, children of Mary. We all strive for that. Here is the one who did it perfectly. Why? God chose her to be the one to give back to mankind this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, living in the divine will through the fiat. That's what God has done. Thank God for Louisa. And where? At the worst of times. He says it will be like in the time of Noah when Jesus returns. And we know Jesus will be returning because what does he say to Saint Faustina? The final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. That's the final devotion. We're going to begin to live this abundant life. This is what's so amazing. So he says, volume 17, 8, 9, 1924. Oh, if you knew how beautiful and delightful it is to see a soul operate in my divine will. This is God talking. An image of this can be given to you by Father Sea, Mother Earth, and so bound and linked to each other, the water cannot be without the earth. The earth would be sterile without the water. There is like a marriage between them, such that the sea can be called Father, the earth can be called Mother. Such is the union. See, this marriage is happening. This is why God calls heaven the wedding feast. Such is the union that the soul should have with my divine will. One with God, fused with God. Again, the life that Adam had before the fall. My daughter, do you want to know what this prop is that relieves us, that should be a capital us, so much and gives us, triune God, rest? It is all your acts done in my divine will. This is how Adam lived. And God goes, finally, we have a human born of original sin, now doing what Adam did before the fall. The Son of God did it. The Mother of God did it. But they needed a human to do this. And they chose Louisa. Finally, it gives us rest. The seventh day is here. The seventh millennium is here. This seven is so important to God. What does it say? The evening of the first day, the morning of the second day. The evening of the second day, the morning of the third day. There's no morning or evening of the seventh day. Why? It starts now. It starts now. You have to understand the time we're living in. Jesus is talking to everyone. You hear it with the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants, even the atheists. Something has changed. Something has happened. What's happened is the kingdom is coming. God is getting us ready. That's why the evil one is having such a time with our families, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers. The evil one is causing all the trouble. But let's just look at the last 4 years. This is the first time since World War II that there has been no wars. The United States has been in no wars for 4 years. The kingdom is coming. Don't get discouraged by what you hear or what you're seeing. The kingdom is coming. He's preparing the world for his return. This is so important that we have to understand. Rejoice. Look up, scripture says. If you look at everybody now, they're all looking down at their phones. Everybody's head is down. When I go to the airport, everybody's like this. Scripture says, look up. Your redemption is near at hand. Look up. The kingdom is coming. The little children of the Holy Divine Will are much different than everybody. The little children of the Holy Divine Will are positive. Why? Jesus is speaking to them about the kingdom that's coming. It's here. 2,000 years ago, he says the kingdom of God is at hand. Because of Louisa, Jesus says you can begin to live heaven now. Peaceful, joyful, happy. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts, no more sin. This is what's coming. Begin to live this. Begin to live this. So he says this, volume 17, 729, 1924. My daughter, do you want to know what this prop that relieves us with so trust triune God so much and gives us triune God so us rest? It is your acts, all your acts done in my divine will that form this prop for Jesus and for you. It's the wedding feast. It is so strong as to be able to sustain the weight of heaven and earth that I, God, contain within me to give me rest. The seventh day is here. It's begun. The 7,000th year began in the year 2000. The third millennium, what? After the four millenniums before. It's the seventh millennium that we've entered into. That's why when Pope Benedict said on the seventh day of the seventh month of the seventh year of the seventh millennium, he says, I want every priest to have the freedom to say the Latin Mass. Something glorious happened there. I mean, why? It's a new beginning for the church and for the world. Don't look at the negativity. There's going to be a lot of negativity, especially when you hear what's happening. There's going to be a lot of negativity, especially against the church. The church is the bride of Christ. And Jesus says, it's going to be wrinkle free. He's ironing out this dress. And he said to Louisa, I have to purify the church and purify the world before the kingdom comes, because the kingdom is so holy. It's so beautiful. So don't get discouraged about what you hear. Be positive. Be positive. Live heaven in this. The darkness is the light is coming. The dawn is coming. The new day is coming. Begin to live this peace, joy, and happiness. Be filled with confidence and trust in God. He wins, and we're with him. Don't worry. He says, my divine will alone contains this divine strength that is this virtue that is so great. The acts done in my divine will bind heaven and earth, will make heaven and earth one again, and enclose within themselves a divine power such as to be able to sustain a God. God's coming. Remember, one of the apparitions, Our Lady said, after this ends, I'm not going to appear on earth anymore. And everybody goes, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No. We're going to be with Jesus and Mary. She doesn't have to appear. Do you see what's coming? Don't look at the negative. Look at the positive. It's all around you. Begin to focus with this 2020 vision that God has given us. The 2020 was very, very important. We began to see what is good and what is bad. We began to see clearly what is of God and what is not of God. Just think about it. 2020 was the year 4 years without war. The evil one is very upset about that. But he's not going to win. He can't win. What's coming is the kingdom. Volume 17, 4:11, 1924. My daughter, remember that I asked of you a yes, a fiat. This fiat. Yes, fiat. I asked of you a fiat in my divine will. And you pronounced it with all divine love. She breathed in this divine fiat and breathed it back to God. It's Jesus in her that's doing this. She's finally image and likeness. Finally, there's a soul, a human born of original sin, who has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's why Jesus and Mary call her the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. That yes still exists and holds its first place in my unending will. It's infinite. When we say fiat every day, throughout the day, he says it exists from the first time you said it with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and lasts forever, never ending. Why? Jesus is in us is doing that. It has to be divine because Jesus in us is doing that. We're just agreeing to that. With everything you do, everything you think, everything you say is bound with that fiat, that yes, from which nothing can escape. My divine will enjoys. God is happy, makes feast in seeing the human will of the creature live in my divine will. No longer am I saying, I did it my way. A horrible song. And I keep filling it with new divine graces. And I, God, constitute all your acts as divine acts. Why? Jesus is doing it. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing. Jesus said to Louisa, would you be my skin? Let me be alive in you. Let me gaze in your gazing. Let me listen in your listening. Let me speak in your speaking. When this happens, there's no more trouble in your family. Why? Jesus is there. You're allowing Jesus to be there. It's not you. If you're there, there's going to be misery, anger, you know, complaining, negativity. No, Jesus says, get rid of that. Let me reign in you. Use your free will to choose. Do I want to continue to live in my human misery or do I want Jesus to be there? If you want Jesus to be there, say to Jesus, gaze in my gazing, speak in my speaking. You are filled with divine peace, divine joy, divine happiness. This is the greatest portent that exists between heaven and earth. It is the object dearest to me, God. And if this may never be, it were torn away from me, I, Jesus, would feel myself being torn and would cry bitterly. I said, have mercy on me, Louisa says. I am so bad, Louisa says. Confirm my yes, my fiat with stronger bonds, stronger ties in your divine will. This prayer is what we pray every day. I don't want to be separated with my worry, my fear, my anxiety, my complaints, my negativity, my sin. I don't want that anymore. I want to live in your divine will. I want you to think in my thinking. I want you to speak in my speaking. I want you to act in my acting. I don't want to do this anymore. I want you, Lord. I want to give you permission. And God says, good. Then my likeness is within you. 5:17, 10:11, 19:24. Well, what does the terrestrial father cannot do for his son because it is impossible for him? I, the celestial father, did this. As the son of mine came out to the light, this is Adam. And after I had prepared for him a residence in this world, I placed such a tight bond between me and Adam that I was to feel his life within me. And Adam could feel my divine life in him. And this is my love in general for everyone. This is what God wants of us. He wants us to feel his life in us because he feels our life in him. He wants this fusion. He wants this oneness with us. It doesn't mean we become gods, but we are in God's image and likeness as he gave to Adam. That which Adam lost, he wants to give back to us. Again, think of what Adam's DNA was like. I mean, Scripture says, if Adam eats of that fruit, God said, you will die that day. He died at 930 years old. That day was not done yet. A day was like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. Let's just think about the seventh day, the seventh millennium. We've entered into the last, the seventh day. It shouldn't say the last day. It's the first day. It's the new day. It's the new heavens. It's the new earth. It's the new Jerusalem. Read, study, put this into practice, what Jesus taught Louisa, and you'll be filled with heaven. This is what God is asking. Volume 17, 1-4, 1925. And every time the soul decides to live in my divine will, my volition, my divine will prepares this breath in order to kill the human will. It's order to, it's to say to the human will, you have no more life. You're not going to rule me anymore. I'm not going to be miserable. I'm not going to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative. I'm not going to doubt anymore. I'm going to believe in you, trust in you. I'm going to hope in you. Christian hope is certitude. That's why I'm saying, don't look at what's happening right now. God wins. And he's going to astonish the world of what he, the Lord God Almighty, is doing. Some of the saints said, it's even going to astonish the Blessed Mother what God is going to do. Great things are in store. Don't look at the negative. When you step on a snake, it twirls all around. That's what's happening today. Our Lady is crushing its head. And in volume 15, Jesus said, as my mother crushes the head, he says, I'm going to let you, Louisa, put the final kaput on his head. You have to understand, the new day is here. Begin to live it. Begin to live this life. This is what God is asking. He says, my holy divine will breathes in order to kill the human will. Why? It's no longer in charge, and forms the noble martyrdom of the soul. It's the fiat, that it's this fiat that God is asking us to live. Why? No more life, no more life to misery. No more worrying, no more fearing, no more anxiety, no more negativity, no more doubting, no more sin. It's all fiat. This is the voice of Our Lady. This is the voice of Jesus. Not my will, Heavenly Father, but your will be done. This is what they breathed into Louisa. And now Jesus says, I want to breathe this into all those souls who want to be with Louisa. I can give it to you if you wish, Jesus says. He says very, very clearly. In fact, the human will and the divine will do not bond together. One has to give place, surrender to the other. The submission, the surrender, the docility that we are called to live is to say to God, this is why we genuflect when we go into church. You're my Lord, you're my master, you're my savior, you're my king, you're my all. That's what we do when we genuflect. That's what we do when we kneel. You are my Lord, my Savior. You are my King. I surrender to you. Let it be done as you wish. Do with me as you want. The one has to give place to the other. The human will must content itself with remaining extinguished, kneeling. Under the power of the divine will, we kneel for Jesus Christ. We kneel before our Lord, our King, our Master. Volume 17, 3-1-1925. My daughter, courage. These are the words of of Pope Benedict when he became Pope. You must be courageous. This is the time of living the life that Joan of Arc lived. She says, I was born for this time. We are born for this time. Courage. Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Everybody's pulling their hair out, screaming, oh my God, what's going to happen? God's in charge. And he's saying, who is peaceful? I want to give you my joy so that your joy will be complete. Who is joyful? He says, you got to be happy because God is happy. Who is happy? It's the little children of the Holy Divine Will. How can you be so happy? God's in charge. Nothing to worry about. Jesus says, let them do what they want. Let them do what they want. They want to destroy my church? Let them. They want to destroy the world? Let them. He says to Louisa, let's work in bringing the kingdom of God on earth. Let them do what they want. He says, I want you to be with me. Louisa says, what? Fiat. Yes. I want what you want. There's nothing to be worried about. What the surprises that are coming are going to astonish us. Wait till you see what God has planned. Courage, do not fear. This is a command from Jesus Christ. He says to his apostles, stop worrying. He says, does worry add one moment to your life? And then he says, of course it doesn't. Then he says, stop worrying. That's a command from God. Stop it. You got to treat yourself as you would a stubborn mule. How do you treat a stubborn mule? That's what you have to do to yourself. You have to train yourself to say, no, I'm going to be faithful. I'm not going to worry about this because I trust in you. I believe in you. I have confidence in you. There is no darkness in you because only sin is darkness while good is light. Don't you see that I have come out of the foundation of light from within your interior? He's doing this to tell us where he is. He lives one with Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn. And he's saying, do you want this for yourself? Become like her. Enter into this gift like she did. But do you know what this light is? It is all the interior operating that you do. This is our fiat. This is our prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts. Each additional act you do is one more filament of your divine, your human will that you tie to the current of the eternal light. And that filament turns into light. So the more that we do, the brighter this light becomes in us. So Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And he's now showing us how this is going to happen. So the more acts you do in the divine will, adding more filaments, the more full light, the more intense light, the more bright the light shall become. Therefore, what you have done is the light that you see, and what is left for you to do is the void that you see within that same light. And I, God, shall remain always in the midst of this divine light in you. That's what he's saying to us. Where's the light? Where's the joy? Where's the peace? Where's the happiness? He says, not only to enjoy it, to bind the filaments of the human will with a current of the eternal light of God, because I am. He uses God's name again. The origin, the foundation, the current of this light within you. But do you know what true light is? True light is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the light. The truth known, the truth embraced, the truth loved, the truth put into practice by the soul. This is the true light that transforms the soul into light itself. You are the light of the world. Jesus says, enter into this. Don't be distant from it. Enter into this. And causes new and continual births of light to be placed inside and outside of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. This truth forms the true life of God within the soul. This is how we're supposed to live. With, in, through, and for the truth. Because God is the truth. And the soul is bound to the truth. Even more, the soul Louisa possesses it. We will possess it fully soon. Soon. God is light. and the soul is bound to the light, and the soul is nourished with the light, and nourished and bound to truth, Jesus Christ. Everything is close, closer than you can imagine, closer than you can imagine. Just to give you a hint, last year Conchita said, Conchita of Garbendell, she said, in March, this virus get us ready for the warning, the miracle. She said this in March of last year. Why? She's the only one that knows the time. She's the only one that knows the time of the miracle. So she says, and the miracle has to happen within the year of the warning. When did she say it? And the time the miracle is supposed to happen, March, April, or May. So why would she say it in March? A year before maybe the miracle happens? I hope everybody went to confession. You don't want to stand before God with any sin on your souls. I mean, a good confession. You know, the sins that are forgiven are the sins that are confessed. The sins that are not forgiven are the sins that are intentionally not confessed. A lot of people are afraid to say what they've done. Afraid. They don't know the mercy of God. Jesus says, I know this. When you go to confession, God, I know it and you know it. Are you sorry? You go, yes. He goes, okay, you can be forgiven. And this sin is forgotten. Confession has to again become part of our Catholic life. And if it is true that the warning is coming, you're going to see everything in your life that you have done. When you yell at one person, angry with one person, that is like throwing a stone in the pond. The rippling effect, that person goes back and yells at a couple of people. They go out and it keeps on, sin expands. And we have to make atonement for that. We have to confess that. I mean, this is just, that's why Jesus says, if you're angry at your brother, the best thing for you is the fires of Gehenna. That's what Jesus says, just by being angry. Confession is very, very, very important. And get ready. I mean, sooner the better. Make a good confession. And don't hold back on telling your sins. The unforgiven sin is the sin that you will not say. You refuse to say. I'm not talking about things that you've forgotten. That's why at the end of your confession, you say, and I'm sorry for these and all the sins of my life, especially those that I can't remember. You put that in there. But if you have a sin that you haven't confessed, go to confession and confess it. Be freed. And this has to do a lot with all that's happening in the world today. You know, palm reading, tarot cards, astrology, all that stuff. They're hooks that Satan puts in you and you can't advance. You can't advance. One of the sins is if I drop a host on the floor accidentally, it's a sacrilege and I have to confess it. If I don't confess it, there's no more grace that I can get. I mean, I've accidentally dropped hosts. I didn't do it on purpose and I have to confess that. Jesus says he's closing the churches because of the sacrileges that have occurred. Jesus says that to Louisa. He says, it's not the bishops. It's not the priests. He says, I am closing the churches because of the sacrileges. See, get back to confession. Learn what sin is and confess it. Don't hold back. Volume 17, 3, 8, 19, 25. Tell me, my daughter, who formed this new life of mine in you? Is it not love? Now, love is the same thing. Sin goes throughout the whole world. Love goes throughout the whole world. Love is greater than sin. And Jesus says, I want you to begin to live this divine love of the divine will. And to enter into it is the fiat. He says, are not my loving chains that not only form me within you, but keep me bound and clasped to you? These are the loving chains of God. And so that this life of mine might always grow within you, I, God, placed within you my eternal will, and it is one with your human will. We nourish ourselves together with the same celestial food. This is the first bread, in such a way as to make my life one with yours. And again, speaking about bread, we're going to do this 40 days of fasting on bread and water. Again, Sundays are 30 days. It's celebration. It's the Lord's Day. It's not a fast day. So at least one day a week, you can eat normal meals. But throughout the week, what Jesus is asking, I really believe, is that we seek to eat the first bread, the bread of the divine will, to be fed the food that Adam lived, to that communion with God, the perennial communion with God, where we walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening. Again, some people can't fast. Okay, it's your intention. When you eat a piece of bread, or if you can't eat bread, anything, I want in place of this to have the first bread. I want you, Jesus, to feed me as you fed Louisa with the first bread. Do you see what Jesus is doing? The first bread is coming. The second bread is the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. The third bread is your wonder bread, your daily bread. Why did Jesus give us the second bread, the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist? To prepare us for the first bread, the perennial communion with God. Everything that we have in the church is preparing us for this new era that's begun already. That's what Jesus is asking. So he says, the same celestial food in such a way as to make my divine life one with your human life. It's begun. 5:17, 4:9, 19:25. My little daughter, tell me at least, do you want your Jesus to bind you all over completely? Tie me up tightly so I'm never separated from you? This is how Jesus was when he was born. He was swaddling clothes, tightly bound. And I say to Jesus, do as you wish. That's our response to Jesus all the time. Jesus will ask us, well, do you want this? And you go, whatever you want. I want what you want. He, taking a thread in his hand, he made that thread pass around my head, before my eyes, before my ears, before my mouth, my neck, and some, my whole person, down to my feet. Then looking at me with penetrating eyes, Jesus said, how beautiful is my little daughter. Bound to God, one with God. All bound by me. And now, yes, I love you more because the thread of my divine will has left you nothing that you might do without its constituting itself life of all. This is what Jesus is showing. All, he says, constitute itself life of all of yourself. This has made you so gracious as to render you all striking, all beautiful, to God's eyes, one with God, fused with God. So my divine will has this virtue, has this power of rendering the soul of beauty so rare, so striking that no one else should be able to equal her beauty. And so great and so charming as to draw God's eyes and the eyes of all mankind at her. And to love her. That's what we see when we go to Louisa. That's what we see when we go to the Blessed Mother. Mother and Queen. Little daughter. Little princess. It's a new era that's begun. And Jesus says, I want you who are reading this to enter into this life. All beautiful. That's why he says, the little children of the Holy Divine Will. This is what he says. I'm going to make a divine masterpiece out of every one of my children. 5:17. Do you not feel how in my divine will you embrace everyone? from the first to the last creature that is to exist upon earth for a something. The word didn't appear there. For all, you would satisfy, love, and please this supreme will, binding it to all, removing all obstacles that prevent its dominion within creatures, making it known to everyone. This is what Luis is doing. And you yourself, even with the pains to satisfy the supreme will for every human being, past, present, and future, that so much loves to make itself known and to reign in the midst of creatures. It's coming. It's here because of Luisa. The kingdom is here. You can begin to live a peaceful, joyful, happy life now, if you wish. 5:17, 5:4, 1925. And just as in heaven, there are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, inseparable one from another, but distinct among themselves, forming the whole beatitude of heaven in the same way. On earth, there shall be three persons who, because of their missions, shall be distinct and inseparable among themselves. The Virgin Mary, with a maternity that veils the paternity of the Celestial Father and encloses the Father's power in order to fulfill her mission as mother of the eternal Word, Jesus Christ, co-redemptrix of mankind. My holy humanity, for the mission of redeeming and enclose the divinity and the Word without ever separating from the Father, from the Holy Spirit, and manifested my celestial wisdom, and adding the bond of rendering myself inseparable from my mother and you, Luisa, for the mission of my divine will, as the Holy Spirit shall make display of his love, manifesting to you, Luisa, the divine secrets, the divine prodigies of my divine will, the divine good that divine will contains, to make happy those souls, that's us, with Luisa, who shall give themselves of knowing how much good this supreme will contains. Those souls who are reading, those souls that are studying, those souls that are putting this into practice, and to let it reign in their midst, in your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, your coworkers. Jesus is there, in, with, through, and for you, as you are in, with, through, and for him, offering their souls. This is what we do, to let the divine will dwell within our hearts, that the divine will may be able to form its life in us, adding the bond of inseparability between you, Luisa, Mary, and the eternal Word, Jesus Christ. Do you see what Jesus, this is key to understand what the divine will is. This is key. This paragraph right here is essential to know what the divine will is all about. It's the Father wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth. Under the Father is the Mother. Under the Son of God is the Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Luisa and us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love. That's the divine will. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. This is the prayer of the church. And it's being fulfilled as we begin to read and study and put into practice this gift. Study this volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Study this. Study it. Watch what Jesus will teach you. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and be back in a few minutes.